anything else that we're supposed to say up top?
You don't need to pretend like you're not eating. That's totally all part of it. The burping.
Okay. You got a good one, just like lean into it.
I thought you were going to say you're going to edit in like plate noises.
I'm going to add more plate noises. And, like,
if it's not believable enough.
Give a fun noise to soundboard.
Ding! Water up!
Don't have the food noises. You're going to edit that in.
We do like a track where I just hold this up to my mouth and I'm like, chew track one.
We're going to make these sounds.
The lines, the noise, the sweaty humans pressed up against you so close that you can smell the overpriced beer that they've been drinking. Concerts are, without a doubt, awesome. Why? Despite all the hassle, humans are continually drawn to the lure of live music. As the recorded music industry dies, the concert industry has only gotten stronger. Americans spent over $2 billion going out to live music last year, and that figure probably doesn't even account for all the shitty backyard punk shows and children's piano recitals we went to. My name is David Sharp, and in this edition of Midnight Breakfast, we welcome into the breakfast nook two veterans of the concert wars and the stand-up stage, Adam Allgood.
I never know what to yell when it's
go
time
band.
To...
Good song. I mean, I didn't know that was one of yours.
And Leah Kajanian.
I mean, I saw James Brown before
so,
he
James
died,
Brown?
Though.
Yeah.
Well, before he
I heard he was much better.
Morning
was much better. All episodes of Midnight Breakfast are recorded in the Breakfast Nook here in not-so-bad Van Nuys, while Shayna Brennan, our gracious culinary engineer and contributing wit, prepares a delicious pile of food for us and our guests. We hope that you don't find the intermittent hiss of bacon, clatter of silverware, or meowch from Thomas the Cat distracting. That's all just part of the ambiance here at Midnight Breakfast. So, get out your VIP passes, my friends. We're about to go backstage on this week's Midnight Breakfast.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go to the Midnight Breakfast. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go to the Midnight Breakfast. Eggs and bacon, waffles too. No topic there is taboo.
Breakfast
like the
right
jokes
now.
Are blue.
When did you go to Coachella?
I think one of like my senior year of high school, so like one of the first ones. I'm trying to remember who headlined. I feel like Madonna was one of the ones I went
what?
To.
What? That's awesome.
Did you watch Madonna?
I don't think I even watched Madonna.
You had to leave before Madonna?
Yeah, I think I was... Yeah, I was busy or
too
something.
Too open for Madonna that you were like, all right, I'm
spent. Well, she was in like a main... She was like in a dance tent or something like that.
What?
The main act.
She was the headliner, but she wasn't the main act.
Wait, Madonna? Like the Madonna?
I feel like Madonna, maybe. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm
I feel like she'd be the main event.
I feel like she had, I think she was one of them. Maybe I didn't even go to that one. I just remember her.
You seem pretty vague about your own life.
You have no idea what concert
let me check
went to. You think maybe Madonna was there.
Maybe Madonna.
Yeah, that's like an event for some people. My friends like follow Madonna and watch her all the time.
Well, like whether you're into her or not. You'd remember Madonna.
Yeah.
Why? Because I mean, I remember she was there, but I didn't actually go see her.
Oh, so did you feel her presence?
Everybody's games were heightened everywhere just because her presence was
right.
There.
But that's what effect Madonna has.
Is this one. Coldplay.
Oh.
No, this is the first
wait,
one.
Did
that's
you
the same thing
Coldplay
Madonna
was
Coldplay
Madonna?
Is the same as Madonna, yeah, no.
She did go through that thing where she was British
oh,
for a while.
What is going on in there, Adam?
Here's eggs and toast.
What?
Ketchup for eggs. Bacon is coming. Maybe a little bit.
I didn't realize you're going to have actual breakfast food, and now I feel like an alcoholic just drinking beer with eggs. That's okay.
Well, it's not at breakfast time, so I think that's the important part.
We actually brought you here to talk to you about that.
It's not the beer that
we gave you a beer first, and now that's the problem.
I can't remember what Coachella's you went to.
You think maybe Madonna was
somewhere.
Maybe
Madonna.
I might have seen Madonna.
I don't know. Kanye.
I might have seen.
I don't know. Oh, hell yeah.
Toast.
Thank you.
Tim Vince, welcome to the table.
You want some bacon?
Hello, my friends.
Oh, I like Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas is pretty
you have cool
charismatic.
Feet. I want to shake his hand. I went to Garth Brooks. I saw Garth Brooks, and I was on the phone for...
Very cool.
My friends and I were all calling, trying to get tickets to this. It was like before the internet. And I was on the phone redialing for like an hour
and
a half.
Like
and
busy,
I am the one that got through and,
like,
and got the tickets. And I was like a hero that day.
Were all your friends like there in the room with you?
No, we were all on separate phones in different houses.
So how did you call them to let them know you got the tickets?
Yeah, I think I just kept trying until somebody told somebody. But we went and saw Garth Brooks, and my friend is like the biggest fan.
With the little headset mic.
Yeah, he was really good, and we saw him in Wichita. It was a good show.
He was huge. America was crazy for Garth Brooks for like a 5-year window.
You know what's crazy though? Then he cheated on his wife and left his wife for Trisha Yearwood.
And then did the weird Chris Gaines thing.
Her husband for him. And then they both sang a song about cheating on their significant, which is like, just why? Why did you do that? That seems mean.
Because that's a country music apology. You never tell someone to their face you're sorry, you just write a song about how hard it was.
That's true.
But they're not, it's not even really how hard it is. It's just like, I just like you so much better. This is the song, basically.
So the title is You're Hotter Than My Ex-Wife.
Yeah, like, Who Can Blame Me is the title. But we had signs that said, We love you, Garth. Garth. And he pointed at us and he was like, I love you too, Wichita.
What?
Yep. That
what was that? What was that moment like in your 12-year-old heart?
Yeah, I was really excited. I think I was more excited for my friend. She was way into it. She had this awful No Fear sweatshirt, and she loved it. But she gave it to him and taped a note on the front of it. You know, you just like put it on the edge of the stage.
It's the saddest, sweetest thing.
It was really sweet.
He put that in the garbage.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Immediately was like, who the fuck has given me
this? Could you imagine Garth Brooks?
No Fear.
You see, it's chilly. I'm going to put on this No Fear sweatshirt that I got from that one concert in Wichita in 1996.
Well, that's such a random gesture, too. Like, what does that even mean?
Sure.
If you really think about it.
Well, did you have an explanation?
She was just like, this is my favorite sweatshirt. You're my favorite person. Here you go.
I just wanted you two to meet.
And you were like, good. Never get her to meet. Or you get anything. Yeah, I got an impulsive tattoo. All of my tattoos are impulsive, I'd say. But the first one, I got the Foo Fighters tattoo on.
Have you seen Foo Fighters? Back.
3 or 4 times I've seen them.
You must
I have
be
to
a big
them.
Foo Fighters fan to have a tattoo.
I mean, definitely was at the time. Probably not so much anymore. It's not like I'm like, oh, they're gross and they suck, but it's just
you
like,
don't have
I feel
the same
like I grew
for
out
it
of
that.
Them.
You used to, yeah.
I think I really just liked Dave Grohl a lot and that kind of
seems fun.
Yeah.
Seems like a
he
fun guy.
Seems like a cool dude.
Yeah, he seems
yeah,
like a
they
guy.
I really
that...
like that.
Charismatic, yeah. Likable.
Yeah. We got a juicier. It is carrot, apple, cucumber, ginger.
Whoa. I'll try one.
I'll try carrot, apple, ginger.
The house
wait,
plants.
Cucumber.
Cucumber.
I did it.
Oh, yes, you did.
Ooh. Got that ginger kick.
I love that ginger kick.
That's good.
What were the Foo Fighters like? What's seeing them like?
God, I saw them in different... Well, okay, the later time, it was in a big theater in Oklahoma City. They were like... I was on the floor because it was like my favorite band, yeah. But I was like 26 at the time. And then everyone around us was like 15, I swear to God. And I was like, oh, fuck this. This is stupid. And then they were like, you know, they're getting into it and like pushing on us and stuff like that. And my boyfriend, he pushed a 15-year-old girl down and she fell flat on her face. And he was like, she started it.
He's not wrong.
And I'm like, well...
You gotta assert dominance at a concert.
Yeah, you gotta just knock those.
You do. A little bit.
Especially at
concert, pool parties. Just take them down.
I mean, that's one of the things about concerts is you have to deal with the fact that there's gonna be a shitload of people all crammed into a small space.
Yeah, but rando people are just fucking gross and assholes and...
Yeah,
yeah, what I'm like saying is sometimes you gotta shove a 15-year-old
girl. The polite people aren't down there.
You gotta find your space.
Yeah, but I do that just subtly. You just kind of like slowly get bigger with your arms.
Right, mm-hmm. Tape man spreading.
Yourself. Yeah, just put your leg out a little more.
Yeah. This is good for the podcast.
Throw elbows.
Spreading ourselves out large.
He's doing slow motion yoga.
What if we just rose and just levitated all together now? We're like, I swear we're levitating.
Yeah, we're levitating, you guys. You ever do the mosh pit?
Yeah.
Get in there.
I tried that.
How'd it go?
I mean, I think it was just real sweaty.
My favorite place to be in a mosh pit, I like being the wall.
Yeah.
So like not in the mosh pit, but like
on that side of
the
it.
Person that's like keeping the normal
like
people.
A referee.
Yeah. Keeping the normal people from being slammed into by the psychos so that when somebody like throws the psycho out, you just like shove them back into the mosh pit.
You
that's
wear your
fun
security
for me.
Shirt.
Yeah, I just wear that to concerts, though.
That's a good idea,
I just
though.
Wear a bright orange shirt that says security. I have a little earbud in that's not connected to anything.
I bet if you did that, you could get pretty close.
And if you just walk around on a cell phone.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm at Gate C.
You're like in the concert. You go to
any concert that way, just wearing a security shirt and just walking in confidently.
Yeah.
You know who's probably not going to buy that? The people who are wearing the real security
the
t-shirts.
The security t-shirts that are red, not orange, are probably right. Like, hey.
Well, you go scope it
you
out
You just
first
go right up to them and you're like, hey, I forgot my shirt.
Yeah,
do
oh
you
my
have
God,
an extra?
Guys,
I
I'm so embarrassed. You remember me, though,
right? I did see the Flaming Lips 3 times, and they're hands down my favorite.
I've heard they put on a good show.
Yeah.
You just leave feeling so happy, and you just kind of love everybody, which is rare these days.
How do they do that? How do they create that
atmosphere? It sounds dumb. Yeah, they just do it. Did you see them?
I saw them in Chicago, actually, yeah.
Yeah, they're just...
At a festival. It was only a one-day one, so I was okay with that.
Yeah.
Acceptable. Barely.
Was Madonna on, there?
Like, inside of, yeah, I think so.
Celine
Dion. No, they're inside of, like, big balls and, like, on running yeah. on the audience or whatever.
Because they were like, very trusting. That's what it is.
One I saw.
Yeah.
Is he trusting? Or did he have a bad experience crowd surfing the normal way?
Every time I do it,
I need protective.
It's like the Pope-mobile version of crowd surfing.
Exactly.
He's like a bubble boy. He has really terrible allergies and you know, touch people.
They're all so diseased.
Well,
do
they
you
also,
know where all their
yeah.
hands have been?
You know, he was just really good at making you feel like everything was going to be okay. Just a calming person, I feel like.
If he didn't choose to start a band, he would be a cult leader.
Probably, yeah, I could see that. I did think, when I saw them on New Year's, they do it every year, they did a New Year's concert in Oklahoma City because they're from
That's
there.
Where they're from, yeah.
Yeah. And I was like crazy high, and I got it in my head that, oh my God, he's gonna kill us all right now. Like he was setting it up to kill us all at midnight, and I was like, we should leave. Like, which is what I do every time I think everyone's gonna die. I'm like, I'm gonna go outside and just leave everybody.
You're gonna be crazy every single time until the time that it happens, and then that's gonna be the
then
biggest.
You're the
I know.
That's gonna be the biggest I told you so that you never get to deliver. Really.
Right. I'd probably tell people if I felt it strongly enough.
She just chisels it on their headstones. Told,
yeah, I'm like,
yeah, so. You give the eulogy.
Who was right?
Dearly beloved.
I told you so. Shut it down. Walk off.
And then someone was proposed to at that concert too, that New Year's concert. Mm-hmm. And I just remember being like, I would never want that. That would just be like embarrassing. I don't know. Not embarrassing, but just like, I don't want everyone to see that.
Showy.
Be
so
there for that.
Just take note. If
yeah,
you're
who's
going
that
to propose
for?
To Leah Kane.
No, and the reason I'm saying this is because I was with my boyfriend. I was telling him that. And then like 4 months later, he proposed to me at a music festival.
Because
of all the ways you could propose to someone, you're going to choose the one way they specifically told you.
Their way
to
tell you no.
Just to be clear, you guys are married happily now.
No. I mean, I don't think that, to be fair to him, that wasn't the reason we're not married.
Said, I would have said yes if you'd asked in private instead of at this concert.
Yeah, we would be totally happy now.
If you listened.
He was like perfect
that.
And I was completely in love, but
yeah.
I say no
that one
on
thing.
Principle.
Give me a break. That kind of bothered me, though, for sure.
And did you, in that moment, did you say yes?
Well, of course, I mean...
Because you can't not say yes, right?
The okay, all of my friends are there. It's like... yeah. I don't know if I want to be married ever,
right.
But when that happened, I know I was like, okay, this is not how I'm supposed to feel right now.
Was there, like, big spotlight on you guys? Whole
they called us
arena?
Up. Like, yeah. They were like, oh, our winners of VIP passes. And they said our first... They were like, Bryce and Leah instead of, like, our first
right?
and last. You know? So I knew. And I was trying to, like, negotiate out of it. You know? I'm like... Oh, you just go, you know, and just everything I can. And
oh
we
God,
get up there, and then she hands us the passes, and I turn, like, it's on video, I turn around
oh,
to leave.
So
like, I'm like, I'm still gonna go. I'm still, maybe if I just
quick.
Keep walking.
Run real fast.
Yeah, I mean, like, his family was there, and all our friends were there. Oof. And I was wearing a... a psychedelic mushroom t-shirt and cut-off jean shorts, and I was holding a Bud Light. 16 ounce, like a taller. No, like
nice.
A 16 ounce Bud Light, like the taller, the taller.
Yeah, not one of those pussy
no,
12 ounce
like
Bud Lights.
Yeah, you stupid moron.
Can I have
Adam.
Two more of these.
What are you, a baby child drinking baby sized beers?
God. Damn it, I'm such a stupid baby.
If you were tough like Leah, you'd drink tall boys.
I wasn't even drunk. I'd run a half marathon that morning. And then the ring didn't fit because I was all swollen. Which is like the worst sign. Nice. I know. And I'm like, come on. I like believe in signs too.
Look,
like,
I'm going to have friends that
I know, right? My boyfriend in high school was in a band.
What was it like going to like your boyfriend's concerts?
They got to play at the fair. That was like a big deal, you know? Sure. So it was like a 30-minute set at the fair. So that was nice. It was like going to his football games, you know? It's not even as cool as the football games. So.
He was in football games and in a band? He sounds like a dreamboat.
He wasn't in the band. He was in a band.
I said he was cool.
Oh, yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, he was, like, I would go and watch some, but instead of being like, oh, that's so cool, and like a groupie, I just wanted to be in it. And I learned how to play drums because I was like...
Did you ever play the drums enough to be in a concert yourself?
No, I did. I took lessons with a dude, and I went to a recital. And it was like in the middle of the afternoon in a library, and my friends came, like we were in college, and they thought it was hilarious. So they like all got high and came and watched. And it's like me and a bunch of little kids, like just in this ridiculous recital.
Sounds like they weren't wrong that it was probably hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Who started watching that was probably pretty fun for them.
Oh yeah, it was great. I would have
loved to have been on that side of it.
Yeah, yeah, but it was me. That's my friends always came and embarrassed me whenever. They're pretty good friends, yeah. Anyway.
Those guys.
Friends.
They're good.
I mean, I saw James Brown before he died, though.
Yeah.
Before he died.
I heard he was much better.
More than confident.
Not great.
I went to his funeral.
That's great. Yeah.
They call him the hardest working man in show business. Yeah, I just laid there.
Different.
What was James Brown like?
He was really good. He was like, it was like 6 months before he died. And he was like dancing and shit. He was up there. He had a lady like come out, and she would sing with him because he was dancing and singing, and he was fucking old. It was impressive.
What did That's the way to do out? It, man. Up to 6 months before you're out, just dancing and singing.
I don't even remember what he
must
he
have
said.
Not been like sickly. Or
but I remember being super surprised because he seemed totally.
Yeah.
I think someone killed him. Actually, he died of murder. He died.
I've been to Creed. I saw Creed.
Oh, Jesus. Oh God.
Because it was free, and I said, yeah, why not? Like, I want to know what that was. It was later Creed, and so Scott Stapp was still doing the Scott Stapp, like, voice or whatever, but he couldn't get it for, like...
That one?
Yeah, exactly. But, like, he couldn't hold it for, like, two songs in a row. And so, like, he'd wail one song, like, give it everything... But then he would, like, crouch down on the stage, and he would do, like, 5 minutes of talk in between songs, just, like, breathing super hard.
Oh, God.
Like, hey, Ventura! You having fun tonight? Just, like, give himself time to recover as he just, like, squats on the stage.
Talks too hard.
He was working. You know, he's a professional entertainer. He's
second
out there.
Second hardest working man in showbiz.
Well, he is number one that
the throne's been vacated.
Yeah.
Who vacated it?
James Brown. Yeah. He died. He's dead now.
Remember, he died. Wait, he Madonna died. Was there.
6 months after.
Is this at the Madonna concert?
I think I remember the concert that I realized I was too old to go to concerts anymore. I don't remember the exact age, but it was a Nine Inch Nails concert, and like the first note of the Nine Inch Nails set, and like someone hits me on the back of my head, and my glasses go flying off. And then someone has their hand in my purse. I brought a purse to a Nine Inch Nails concert, which is maybe should have been like my first, like, I don't belong here. And then my friend who I went with was like, oh, I got too drunk. And so she's like, we need to wait outside. And so I just spent the whole concert like outside of the venue, blind and with no ID. And it was like, this is a young lady's game. I've got work in the morning.
Like,
what the fuck am I doing right now?
You never found your glasses?
Oh, I did, yeah.
Oh, they were smashed.
They were very smashed. Oh. Yeah, they were, you know, I mean, I wear contacts now, so.
Because of that.
Because of that.
It'd be fun if you went to a concert and then your contacts got knocked out.
Oh man, every fucking teacher's on the gun. Excuse me.
It's still like they just go quiet.
And then you decided to get LASIK.
Do you remember in the 90s when people used to? They used to be a thing though. I lost my contacts. Oh, yeah. No one ever does that anymore.
Yeah, keeping you in eyeballs. That's true.
Great job, eyeball scientists.
You guys did it. Mm-hmm. Do cancer now.
No, do cancer. Get to that.
Excellent.
I have a concert where I was too old to go to concerts now. Mm-hmm. It was also right after I quit drinking. It was a band that I'd seen before, The Thermals. Anybody know who they are?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd seen them when they were real small in a place called the Larimer Lounge in Denver, and that's probably my favorite concert. And then I saw them again here in L.A. I think it was at the Echoplex. I was stone sober, just kind of standing around in this giant warehouse while there are all these kids that look way cooler than me.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, I've never been a joiner. I've never been able to experience group joy. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah, you're a comedian.
Just standing outside judging people like this with my arms folded, that's much more comfortable to me than, like...
I don't know anything about anything anymore. That's going on.
That was a good can opener. We got out.
Yeah.
We got that on good. There.
I've got another thing to open here. These are donuts from our sponsor, Kettle Glaze Donuts in Hollywood.
What? These are donuts.
The most amazing donuts.
They loaded amazing. Us up this time.
Yeah.
Holy
shit. It was like 50.
So this is croissant donuts right here. Those are probably the best ones, in my opinion.
Reach in. Go for it.
Chocolate boy.
Is that jelly or lemon?
It's a lemon glaze with raspberry filling.
That'll work. Sweet.
Oh, like a light donut. Like this.
Yeah, that's good.
It's like not a lot of weight to it.
Literally light.
Literally light.
Okay.
You never understood dancing at concerts because space is so tight. And to be free... with your body, with all those other people around you, just strikes me as so remarkably callous in a way. Like, just like, selfish. I don't care that you're all around me. Like,
I'm dancing.
But I'm feeling it so hard, you know?
Spirit moves me. Get out of my way, 15-year-old girl. Shove her down.
What about screaming and wooing?
Yeah, screaming and
wooing. Yeah, I mean, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, okay. Just a light scream. Maybe one scream.
Like a light scream.
Like a half a woo.
Like, what's a good scream for you?
Woo!
Oh, okay. So you do the woo.
Yeah, I do the woo, not the scream.
Okay. Like a blood curdling.
I never know what to yell when it's
go
time
band.
To
play that music.
Good song.
Yeah.
Hey there, I really enjoy what you're doing.
I didn't know that was one of yours.
When is Madonna coming on?
That's you? That was you?
No, it's a cover. We do cover songs. Oh. I didn't know you could do that. Cool.
Just having a conversation with them. Like the guy in the back.
What's weird is they're answering.
Yeah, right? They're
answering you.
One guy. Woo!
Oh my god. Mm-hmm.
Is there...
I think they can make anybody woo whenever you just request it.
That's why you started doing comedy.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, good night.
Make people woo. Make people clap, make people woo. I even found myself clapping for shit, but I don't know.
I'll be like in an audience and you're like talking to somebody and then
everyone claps.
You
don't even make eye contact to the stage.
You're like,
ideas. Wait, what am I clapping for? Eugenics! Yeah! Wait, what is it?
Woo!
Eggs and bacon waffles too. No topic there is taboo. Coffee's black, the jokes are blue. At the midnight breakfast.
Well, the lights are up, the floor is sticky, and it's time to get the fuck out of here and go deal with the parking situation. Thank you to my guests, Leah Kayajanian.
Like, I swear we're levitating!
And Adam Allgood.
I feel like Madonna, maybe? Coldplay.
Thanks to Gary Best for the Midnight Breakfast theme, and Mike Garvin for additional music. The Midnight Breakfast team is myself, David Sharp, audio engineer and editor Dave Brennan, and culinary engineer and editor Shayna Fuzzy Pants Brennan. Twitter handles. Leah is at Leah KJ, LEAHKAYJAY. Adam is All Good Adam. I am at David and Sharp, and the show is at 12 a.m. Breakfast.
If you like the show, tell the folks at iTunes by rating and reviewing us, or, hey, just tell us to our faces, be they our face faces or our digital faces. We always love the feedback. We record more audio than we need, and then we trim it back to just our favorite stuff so that we can make our time limit. But we thought, just for fun, we'd give you some of the titles of some sections that didn't make the cut. Dying on Stage. Adam Sucks. Everyone is faking it. Adam Dies of Comedy Exertion. Excuse Me, Do You Know Where I Can Hide This Body? And Stop Telepathically Destroying My House, Adam. Midnight Breakfast is a production on the Crab Diving Network. It's midnight, everybody. It's a brand new day.
Thank you for coming to the Midnight Breakfast. Please file out in an orderly fashion. Merchandise will be available for purchase in the lobby on your way out. Thank you for coming to the Midnight Breakfast. Please file out in an orderly fashion. Merchandise will be available.
I love that ginger cake.